You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Good afternoon and welcome to our 4 p.m. service. We're glad you're able to join us here in our 4 p.m. Recap lang no, nung preaching natin last week, the proof. Tingnan nyo naman, Instagram na yung nagamit ko. Huh? The proof of grace should be present in the life of a Christian. It means if you are a Christian, there needs to be a difference. Hindi pwedeng parehas tayo sa lahat. There must be an evidence of the grace of God in us. Okay? We can't say I'm a Christian, but we're all the same. Lahat po tayo, same yung lifestyle natin. It should be different. It should be different how you do business, how you handle your finances. That's why we have seminars like this. Because we want to see an evidence of your faith in Christ. And so if we are no different from the others who don't experience the grace of God, then what's the point of the gospel? There's no point, right? And as what I said last week, the most underutilized gift that God has given the church, for me, one of the most underutilized is the gift of grace. Because we always talk about the grace of God when it comes to sin and forgiveness, but we never talk about grace when it comes to being more Christ-like, changing, having a better attitude, a better outlook in life. All of that needs the grace of God, right? In short, marami sa atin, one side lang ng grace, hindi natin nakuha yung isang side ng grace. Some of us, we tend to focus so much on what Christ has saved us from. That Christ has saved me from hell, from sin, and from the wrath of God. But rarely do we put much effort and thinking into what Christ has saved us to. Okay? Let me repeat that. Marami sa atin, when we talk about the grace of God, it's always on the subject of what Christ has saved us from. Christ has saved me from my sin. I'm no longer going to hell. I'm going to heaven when I die. And most of the conversations we have with the world, it's this. But we never talked about what Christ has saved us to. So ngayong saved na tayo, saan niya tayo sinave at saan niya tayo gustong ilagay at anong gusto niyang gawin sa atin? And we rarely talked about that when it comes to the topic of grace. So Christ saves us to a better life. A life that is full according to John 10:10. Kaya nga dapat, sabi ko nga, iba. Dahil ang taong na-save na ng grace, when Christ has saved you, He doesn't just save your soul, He saves your wallet. In short, your finance would be different. Kung dati may utang ka, okay, hindi lang, Lord, patawad, umutang ako. Kundi ngayon, Christian na ako at alam ko may utang ako, bababaan ko yung lifestyle ko. Hindi ako tatakbo sa mga creditors ko. Actually, haharap ako sa kanila. Why? Because there's grace available for you. You see, it's different already. There's a proof and an evidence of your relationship with Christ. Parang repentance. Di ba pag nag-repent tayo, di ba we're going in the wrong direction. Marami sa atin, ang ginagawa natin pag repent, hindi talaga full repentance. Nagna 90 degrees lang tayo. I turn away from sin and I stay neutral. You can't stay neutral. Christ has saved you for something. Save you from and save you to. Where are you saved to? Most of us, nag-aantay lang tayo dito sa neutral, kaya ang bilis natin masway pag may temptation na ulit. Dahil 90 degrees lang. Yung iba na, dapat kasi ang repentance, 180 degrees. Dati dito ako, ngayon dito na ako. Na-save ako sa grace ni God dito, kaya tumalikod na ako. Ngayon naglalakad ako dito, kailangan ko ng grace ni God. Yung iba naman, hindi 180, iba 360. Ay, sarap ulit dito, di ba? Parang inexperience nang talaga lahat. All right? We don't want that. Repentance is 180. It's not 90 degrees. It's not just getting out of there, but flinging your life into something else that would require the total supernatural grace of God in your life. And so people who also go the 360 degree route are people who've never actually yung seeds na naplant sa heart nila, nakuha na ng mga ibon at it went to rocky ground because it did not bear much fruit. So our prayer is that each and everyone here would actually grow in their walk with God and there would be an evidence of faith as you live out your life. Now, how do we live pure and holy in an X-rated world? Right? The reason we want your kids to go out because I'll be talking about purity today and there will be some sexual themes that might come out as we look at scripture. Because the scripture, Jesus, when it comes to things like this, minsan nahiya tayo sabihin sa pulpit. Pero dahil nahiya tayo sa pulpit, naririnig na lang natin sa labas. Pero sa totoo, nangyari naman na rin sa loob. But nobody wants to dare talk about it. That's why we want to talk about it here. How can I overcome my sexual sins and my sexual past and even my sexual present? Okay? By the grace of God. And that's what we want to look at today. Right? In Titus 2 verse 11 to 14, this is our main text for the day. It says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good." Let's pray. Father, we ask that you would speak to us through your word today. I pray, Lord, that you would give me the words to say and the words not to say. Lord, I pray that all of us, Lord, would be sensitive to the touching and the pruning of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Lord, I know even this message would apply to myself. And I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would convict us of any sin and expose anything in our hearts that needs to be changed, all by the grace of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, when Titus wrote this, it was like a manifesto. Bakit? Kasi yung background nito, when Titus wrote this, in the nation of Crete, the people were experiencing a very low moral level. In short, yung city nila, hindi na alam kung anong tama sa mali. Parang ngayon, no? Hindi mo na alam talaga kung ano yung tama at saka mali. The people were very dishonest, they were gluttons, and they were lazy. Nobody was working, economy is down, business is down, everybody is home, everybody's having sex. They're doing everything. And so Titus said, "I need to write this chapter because I want them to understand what the gospel can do to them." And then there's a group, a famous group of people who were mixing the Jewish law with the gospel of grace. And what they were saying is that the grace of God can give you the license to sin. And so for Titus, it was like, mali to. Kailangan ilabas itong libro ko na to, itong chapter na to, and I need to write this down because they were abusing the message of grace and turning it into a license to sin. That's why Titus wrote, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." Titus was saying in his manifesto, etong grace ni God, niligtas tayo from hell. But, he says, not only that, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Now, let me share to you the whole heart of what Titus was trying to say here. Hopefully, pag nakita kami sa langit, ito nga yung gusto niya sabihin. The same grace that saves us is the same grace that can transform us. He was so adamant about this. He was saying, no, the grace that saves you is the grace that can transform you. Huwag niyong gamitin yung grace para lalo kayong magkasala. Because what happened was when they started mixing grace and turning it into a license to sin, the result was debauchery, laziness, gluttony, business is down, everybody's doing what they want, and there was sexual immorality that was so rampant in their nation because of the message of grace. Grabe, no? Ginamit nila yung grace to actually make them empower the people to sin more. And so he said, no. The grace of God saves you not just from sin, but even from the impurities and the temptations of this world. Christians, you need to rise up and wake up. We need to tap into this grace that not only saves, but also transforms our lives. Romans 6, verse 1 and 2, Paul said the same thing. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Hindi na, patay ka na sa kasalanan mo. You're now made alive in Christ. And so use that grace to live more Christ-like. It is not being legalistic. You know, sometimes kasi they would bring out that moralistic, legalistic card and say, no, you're being legalistic about this. No, I'm not. If you look at scripture, you'll see hundreds of scripture telling you that for you to be Christ-like, you need the grace of God. And we tend to forget to preach this. And a lot of people tend to tap into this grace for them to live more Christ-like. So sabi ni Paul, sana yung grace of God would not make you sin more. It would actually make you realize that you've been dead to your sin. You can no longer live in it. Makikita mo naman sa prutas, di ba? Kung sino yung taong nakakuha ng gospel at sino yung taong religion lang sa kanya to. At saka ina-abuse niya lang para lalo siyang magkasala. Okay lang magkasala, pupunta ako mamaya gabi kay Lord, iyak ako. Sabihin ko, Lord, patawarin mo ako. How we can even manipulate the grace of God. And it's a dangerous thing. Now, what's in store for the men and women who would abuse the grace of God? And now, when I say this with love, and I believe Jude wrote this in the spirit of love and grace when he warned the church about people who would actually abuse God's grace. He said, for certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. It goes inside the church. They are godless men who changed the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Jude, grabe yung ginamit. Sabi niya, they're godless men. These people who would teach you that, oh, kailang magkasala, may grace naman ni Lord. They're godless. They're anti-Christ in their teaching. They're not the anti-Christ, no? Okay? They're anti-Christ. Okay, inantay nila yung judgment ni Lord. Okay? They're anti-Christ. Okay? Anti-Christ judgment. Okay? Because of what they're doing. And Jude was saying this again in the spirit that out of love I'm saying this to you. You know, minsan yung mga taong nagsasabi sa atin ng totoo, actually yan yung mga taong nagmamahal sa atin. Open rebuke is better than hidden love. Alam mo, ang hirap sabihin to nung time ni Jude at saka nung time ni Titus. Why? Everybody was doing what the culture was doing. And for him to even write a manifesto, it's like, imagine it today, you write a blog about this. Ang buong mundo, makasalanan ang buong mundo. Ganyan, grabe, na-abuse niyo yung grace ni God. Tingnan mo kung anong comment matatanggap mo. Siguro pinagmumura ka na sa Facebook, blinak ka na ng mga tao, siguro yung iba na sa bahay mo na. Di ba? Gusto kang pasukan, di ba? Tapos gusto kang patayan because of what you just wrote. This was countercultural. But this is something that we cannot let go as people of God. There needs to be an evidence of God's grace. In short, mahirap to. Ibig sabihin, pagtatawanan tayo dito, old-fashioned na naman tayo, tayo na naman yung mga moralista dito, mahirap to. But if you actually move in love, you'll win them one by one. And you'll be careful with the words that you'll say. You see? I'm not encouraging you to blog that way or put it in social media. Mga makasalanan kayo, pa! Ang impyerno darating sa bahay niyo. Hindi pwedeng ganun. Hindi naman ganun. You have wisdom. Right? And if you actually move in the gospel of grace, you won't write something like that. And actually be more creative in how you do it. Okay? So please, okay, walang magagalit mamaya. Nilalabas niya lahat. But Jude was writing this. He was saying, they're godless men. They've changed the grace of God into a license for immorality. And they deny Jesus as Lord and Jesus as the sovereign one. Same grace that saves is the same grace that transforms. Titus was making a trumpet call to the church, please tap into this grace so that you can be transformed. The same time when we tap into this grace, maalis yung yabang sa atin kasi alam natin di tayo to. Alam mo si Lord to. Alam mo si Lord ang gumawa nito. That's the grace that can transform. Second thing that we see is that God's grace gives us the power to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion. Verse 12, he says, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Now, when Titus wrote this present age, it's funny because in their present age, it was so wicked because there was so many immorality happening. And he said, in this present age, it's so wicked. But you look at it now, you fast forward to our age, it's actually the same. But today, there's easier access and people actually know what you're doing. Parehas lang. Dati may problema sila sa ganyan, hanggang ngayon may problema sa ganoon. Dati walang trabaho yung mga tao, hanggang ngayon walang trabaho yung mga tao. Dati prostitution, rampant, hanggang ngayon rampant. Sex trafficking is still rampant. Poverty before, yeah, up until now there's poverty. Yeah. Adultery and fornication, having sex before marriage, it was a problem before, it's a problem now. In short, ngayon lang, kitang-kita, yung dating tinatago mo, ngayon, fine-Facebook mo na. Di ba? Kasi hindi ka na nahiya ngayon. Di ba? And ang daming lumalabas ng mga videos, mga scandal, di ba? And they're proud of it. Right? When I say that, I mean, why do you shoot yourself doing those things? Right? Because in this present age, and in the present age before, it's all the same. But now, there's greater accessibility and visibility of the sin that abounds. Imagine mo na yung mga bata ngayon, what they are exposed to. I think that's the consequence that we have now. Because before, hindi exposed yung mga bata. Yeah. Nung bata kami, never kami na-expose sa mga porn. Na-expose na lang kami nung merong mga kamag-anak na nanonood sa living room, tapos nakita mo, tapos, uy, bata, uy, mga ganun, di ba? Kasi wala namang internet dati, di ba? But now, it's scary because now, the average age where porn is being accessed is by 12 years old. They start young, 10 to 12 years old. They're exposed. And now you might say, now that's the hardcore. But the subtle ones can start from 4 or 5 years old when you leave them on TV. You let them watch things. Ang aga ng sexual awakening ng mga bata ngayon. Kaya nagugulat ka, 6 years old, my boyfriend, my girlfriend. Marunong humalik. Di ba? Tapos natutuwa pa. Ah, cute, cute, nagalikan sila. Di ba? I-plus 10 mo yan. Tingnan mo, sakit sa ulo yan. Di ba? Nahalik sila ng halik. Di ba? Because there's a high sex. Iba na, di ba? Like kami, iba kami mag-prepare sa anak namin. Because of all the things that are happening left and right that we hear, we have to tell them, Aliana, if a stranger talks to you and tries to get you, what do you do? Di ba? She knows the answer. I'll scream. I'll shout. I'll kick him. I'll punch him in the face. Okay? So, yes, you can do that. Diba? Because minsan, nasa toy kingdom ka lang, may kausap ng matanda, no-offer ng candy, labas kayo. Diba? Tapos wala na yung anak mo, saan na anak ko? Because it's the present age that we're living. Diba? They're exposed to these things. Let them watch Disney, Nickelodeon, all the cartoons. Five-year-old boy would have a love interest in the movie. It's a sexual awakening. In short, they're already understanding, wow, pwede na ako, magkaka-boyfriend na rin ako. Dapat may kasayaw ako, di ba? Nung nanood kami ng Despicable Me, no? Di ba may love interest yung 5 years old ata doon, o 6 years old, or 7, di ko alam, no? Kung kaano ka bata noon. Yung minds ng bata, parang sponge yan, kukunin niya lahat. Tapos pag uwi niya, sino kaya yung magiging ganun sa, di ba? So nagkakaroon siya ng awakening na hindi pa handa yung puso niya. No, so anong gagawin natin ngayon? Expose tayo dyan. Yeah. Kung ako, magkulong na lang tayo sa cave. Ne, okay. So totoo, hindi ko alam anong gagawin. Okay. But here's what I understand. There are age-appropriate movies for kids that we need to actually be vigilant about. Because once you expose them, they're exposed. Once they see kissing that happens, I remember I was watching, I think that was Spider-Man. And then while we were watching Spider-Man, I think it's PG or GB, all right? And then at the back, there was somebody kicking us all the time. But yan, sino? Di ba? Tapos nung nag-ahalikan na, kasi kung nag-ahalikan din, hindi na kami tumitingin ng misis ko, no? Pag may nag-ahalikan doon sa movie house. Di ba? Tapos mamaya, nung pagka after the movie, nung nagbukas na, nakita ko, kakilala ko, 9-year-old, nanonood, and saw the whole kissing scene. Diba? So it's a sexual awakening for them, and they cannot, parang ang hirap i-comprehend ng bata yun, diba? But they're exposed. That's why at times like that, you have to teach your kids what this is about. The only time you can kiss someone is if that's your husband, right? And we tell them, you know, we set high standards for them because of this present age. No uncle can even kiss your lips, okay? No, only daddy can do that. I don't care if it's my brother, you can't, right? Why? Because my brother did it to me also, okay? I cannot kiss my pamangkins, right? And it's okay for me. It did not make my life more miserable na pag may reunion, hindi kita malikan. Hindi naman, masaya pa naman kami. In short, we're trying to safeguard because if you hear stories of rape and sexual abuse, most happen inside, not outside. It's not my rapist, my rapist. Hindi naman eh, no? Nasa loob, di mo alam. Yeah? And that's where we are in. There's ungodly passion and worldly passion today. And we're exposed to all these things. So is it possible to live a pure and holy life? The answer is yes and no. No, if there's no grace, it's impossible. Kahit saan ka pumunta, exposed tayo. Yeah? Parang lahat tayo meron ng ano, may virus na tayong lahat. Drive ka lang sa ENCE. Ayaw mo tumingin sa kanan, titingin ka sa kaliwa, meron din. Tingin mo sa harapan, may bus, tapos nandoon din yung babae, di ba? So all this time, you're just bombarded with all these sexual images out there. And the problem with all these things is that it makes women as objects. And it's sad because of the sexual objectification of women today. That when you see women today, you'll see them as objects and no longer as people that I use for sex, for my pleasure. And that's what the ads are communicating. So, ang hirap, di ba? Pag ikaw, how can I live pure and holy everywhere I go? It's like somebody selling candy and there's a naked lady there, di ba? Or whatever, di ba? Kotse, motolite, or something. Di ba? Kung ano mang baterya, di ba? Lahat may babae. It's like linking women and objects together and it sells. And we don't make a fuss about it. We actually enjoy these things. So there must be an evidence of the grace of God in our lives. The grace of God teaches us to say no to any kind of sin. And the grace of God can powerfully transform you, but you need to first understand this. How can the grace of God transform you? Ito muna kailangan natin maintindihan. Okay? You will never stop until you begin to see the monstrous nature of sin you're committing. If you think it's not monstrous in nature, you'll never stop. You will never stop until the sin is more horrifying to you than the commission of the sin is enjoyable. Tanong, okay? Is sin enjoyable? If yes, raise your hands. Is sin enjoyable? Okay, yes. Thank you for being honest. Okay, all right. Sin is enjoyable. Yes. Kung hindi, ba't yung ginagawa, di ba? Sin is enjoyable, but only for a short time. Not for the long term. And unless you see that it is more horrifying to you than the commission of the sin is enjoyable, you'll never stop. Never stop. Why? It's okay, I can tolerate it. It's fun. It's actually fun. You will need to hate sin before you can find freedom from it. That means you need more grace. Because sin is fun. You need grace here. Sin is fun, but it will destroy you. Okay? And I don't need any more Christian research. I can go back to secular research to back up the claim. Example, porn, they've come out already with thousands of research. GMA, ABS already put it in their news website. Porn makes you bad in bed. Now, I'm not sure if no porn will make you good in bed, but what I'm sure is porn makes you bad in bed, right? And that's secular research. Why? I'll tell you why. Because it's a monster. Sin is monstrous in nature. Okay? Let me give you, since we're talking about purity, let me give you this as an example. Since lahat tayo may access to pornography. Number one, why is this monstrous? It's because porn is a mockery of God's design. Okay? This is just one of the examples. I can tell you more sexual sins, but I'll focus here first. Right? Porn makes a mockery of God's intention for sex. Sex was designed between a husband and a wife. But today, porn says it's fulfilling any perceived need with any partner, willing or unwilling. That's why sex has hard sex, soft sex, you know, and all these things. Nakakagulat lang kasi, kakalabas lang this week, no, from Huffington Post, the keywords that people use worldwide to access porn. And you'll be saddened by the keywords that were used. And I won't mention it here. You can go to Huffington Post and look at it. Because the keywords would talk about what I'm going to say in the second part, and we'll talk a lot about in the context of marriage. Porn in the context of marriage. Right? And it's sad because that's number three. Porn is not only a mockery, porn is violent. Am I right? Porn reshapes our very understanding of sex, of manhood and womanhood. It is in its nature violent and unloving. Right? Sex is no longer love for other, but a drive for personal satisfaction. No wonder you feel used after. Why? Because it's violent. You see, once you get there and you translate it into your own marriage, and if singles, you get there and you start wanting it with your girlfriend, love is taken out of the equation. And lust comes in. I'll tell you why, okay, later. Third, porn is progressive. What does it mean? It means sin is always progressive. Okay, huwag tayo sa porn. Ito, hindi naman kasalanan, no? Nagkakanin ka. Tapos lumaki ka na dahil kanin ka ng kanin. So hindi na ako magkakanin. Tatlong buwan ka, hindi nagkanin. Tapos pag uwi mo ng bahay, walang ulam, kanin lang. Fried rice. Di ba? Kumain ka ngayon. Half cup. Natikman mo ulit after 3 months. Next day, anong pagkain mo? Ha? Ha? Dalawang half cup. Yeah? Mamaya, tatlong half cup na yan. Bakit? Natikman mo ulit eh. It's progressive. Now, that's not sin. That's rice. Okay? Porn is the same way. How do people start with porn? It's a simple one-minute clip that entices you. It's an image. And then later, you're stuck there for hours. And you don't know why you can't stop. Because porn is progressive. That's why in relationships, if you're not married, and you get into sex, and I'm saying this with all the people that I've talked with. Pansin mo, pag boyfriend, girlfriend kayo, tapos nagsisex kayo, nung una, first stage, nung di pa kayo nagsisex, sarap, di ba, girls? Pinerpursue ka, talaga may mga regalo, ang ganda ng usapan nyo, ang deep. May anong future natin, ganyan, blah, 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 blah. Ganda ng usapan eh. Pero pag binigay mo na, at ginawa nyo na, ano nang usapan? Mga 5 minutes, anong dream mo? Sige, hubad ka na. It's true. Talks become short, and it's all about sex already. Right? And you're just thinking about it. Why? And you can't explain. You don't want it, but it's there. Why? It's progressive. You give it an inch, it will take a mile. It will take miles from you, right? Because you're open to it. And you can't stop it apart from the grace of God. That's why, once again, I go back to this quote. Unless you never stop until the sin is more horrifying to you than the commission of the sin is enjoyable, you'll never stop. You will need to hate it before you can find freedom from it. That's why you need grace. Because you know, just like in any sin, you know it will destroy you, but you do it. Why? It's fun. It's enjoyable. but the consequences are long term. And you need the grace of God for that because you can never defeat it on your own. Kung nandito ka ngayon, lunon ka dyan, whether lalaki ka or babae, sabihin din, bubili na ako ng porn software. Sabihin ko sa inyo, okay yan, maganda yan. Short-term fix yan. Bakit? Lahat ng gadgets mo, pwede ka na mag-ano eh. Mag-surf ng internet eh. May software ka nga sa laptop mo, meron ka namang smartphone. Di ba? Kung gusto mo, bumili ka na lang Nokia 3210, mga ganon, para hindi ka na maka-internet. Di ba? May iPad ka, di ba? May 1, 2, 3 ka pa, di ba? Lahat. May gadget ka. Everywhere you go. In short, kung gusto mong magkasala, magkakasala ka talaga. Gagawa ka ng paraan eh. Kaya nga hindi law yung sagot. Now, the law is good. And for me, I think I have a porn software in my laptop. But that is not my answer, my ultimate answer, if you want to overcome sin. Those are tools that would help you. So you can rely on the grace of God with that software to help you. But that cannot be the ultimate answer. Because it's short-term fix. If you want for the long haul, you need a different solution. Sin will demand more of you. It will start to control you. Yung iba, alam ko na solusyon pagdating dyan sa mga last marriage. Papakasal na lang ako. Para wala na. Bad news. Marriage doesn't solve it. It won't solve it. Marriage would just expose more of your sin. Doesn't mean now you have a partner, that's the solution. Why? Sin is progressive. You look for other partners to fulfill the lust. You see, all these things, those are good. Victory groups, porn softwares, you know, accountability, those are all good. Those might enhance your fight towards purity, but it's never the answer. Only Jesus can help you overcome sin, and only Jesus can set you free. Believe me, I've been there. Tried everything. Had all the accountability every week that became a group hug because we were never confronting the sin anymore. Only the gospel can set us free from sin. That's why the grace doesn't just make us say no to ungodliness. Minsan kasi doon yun na yung solution eh. Oh, the grace of God makes us say no to ungodliness. Okay? So no na ako dyan, ano nang susunod? Saan ako mag-yes? Kasi kung wala kang ni-yes, babalik ka ulit dyan eh. Di ba sabi nga nila, kung tinanggal mo isang demonyo, may babalik na, ha? Sampu, hindi tatlo. Bait nyo naman, tatlo lang. Okay. Sampu, sabi sa Bible. Ibig sabihin, pag ikaw, nag-no ka dito at wala kang ni-yes, yung sampu, babalikan ka. Kaya mo ba yung sampu? Na walang Holy Spirit. Di mo kaya. Kaya nga kailangan mo ng grace ni God. The faith to believe that I can overcome this sin by the grace of God. Because if not, I'll just fall and I'll be worst. Because I just said no, but I never said yes to someone. And that's my third point. God's grace makes us look to Christ as the giver of life. Okay? So to simplify this statement, grace makes me say no to sin and yes to Jesus as the giver of my life. Because people who are into porn, into sex, outside of marriage, they think that will give them life. Misis ko kasi, hindi na ako masaya sa kanya. Dito na lang ako, this will give me life. Walang pumapansin sa akin kasi ganito itsura ko. Buti pa sa porn, minamahal ako ng computer ko. Right? Why? Because you look for life there. So, I'm not giving you short-term ways on how to overcome sin. Now, even for women, the emotional things, no? But I think it's not just emotional because they made a present study today that porn among women are rising. Before, you'll never see ads of men in their underwear. But now there's a lot. Why? It's targeted to women who are lusting also. Right? So, pag makita mo, it's the same struggles that we face, men or women. It's no longer different. It's the same. But more than that, yung emotions din, di ba? Yung bibigay ko to para masabi kong mahal ko siya. Yung mga ganon, ng mga linya natin, di ba? No, your boyfriend is not the giver of life. In fact, if you give it to him, there's no guarantee he'll marry you. But there's a guarantee he can use you, but not to marry you. God's grace makes us look to Christ as the giver of life. Verse 12, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. So no to ungodliness, better that we can live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives, even in this age. Where the age tells us there's no control, do whatever you want, the grace of God makes me say, wow, myself, ano nangyari sa akin? Parang iba. I was talking to someone who's married already, and he said, ever since I met Christ, there's just a supernatural thing that happened. And I it's weird, he says, and he's less than 6 months in the Lord, he said, before every time, even if I'm with my wife, if a beautiful woman comes, I just look at her and I lust over her. But now there's something different. He says, parang, pun di ako tumingin. How weird, ha? Di ako tumingin. Yeah. So I go, well, yun nga, hindi natin ma-explain, no? Pero grace talaga ni God yun, eh. This is the grace of God there. That's moving. Because I don't know if that will be with another person, but for you, that's the grace of God being manifested in your life. And you can now say no to those things, and you can say yes to Christ because Christ satisfies you already. Your wife satisfies you already. That's why no need to look to other women for that. So it makes us self-controlled, upright, and godly while we wait for the blessed hope. The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Now, this is in the context of waiting for the blessed hope, the appearing of Christ, the second coming of Christ. Sabi niya, inaantay ko na na bumalik si Lord. Sabi niya, who would redeem me from all my wickedness and purify for himself a people that is his very own, eager to do what is good. It's a picture of the grace of God here. Because what this verse was saying is that we'll continue to be exposed to the same temptations until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he says, but I no longer look to the things of this world, I look to the coming of Jesus Christ, wherein I know he will cleanse me from all my impurities when he comes. And I'll be a people who will be eager to do what is good. God gives us the grace to be self-controlled, upright, and godly. So what the grace of God does is to root out the sin and the selfishness in my heart and try to find life in other things. And he gives me the good things of God, which is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Kaya iba na yung patungo ko sa tao at may evidence ng grace ni God dahil nag-iba na yung prutas. Kung dati, kung anong pwede kong makuha sa'yo ngayon, anong pwede kong ibigay sa'yo? At paano kitang pwedeng i-protect? Now, you might be here today and you say, but I failed in the area of purity. I've messed it all up. What could I do? Is there a chance for me? Now, the good news, as you can see, when Titus wrote this, it was in the context of writing to the Christians who were down morally. And he was saying, there's hope. And that's what I love about Christianity, merong reset button. Yeah. Sino dito malinis? Wala naman eh. Pero sino dito, na-press nyo na yung reset button? Paulit-ulit. Ang daming beses na nating pinindot yan. Ganun yung grace, nung picture ng grace eh. May reset button. Thank you, Lord. Di ba? But what I love about this, what Titus was saying is, you don't need to keep on pressing it all day, every day. You can now actually tap into the grace of God to live pure lives, eager to do what is good, not what is bad. So it is only by God's grace can we overcome sin in the long haul. in the long term, not by our own power, but in the Spirit's power. Now, let me share to you the solution. Okay, so, alam naman natin yung solution, di ba? Yung grace ni God. Grace ni God to do what now? Okay. May grace na ni God to say no to ungodliness. Now, the grace of God to do what? Okay. This. And I'm, now, let me say this in advance. I'm sorry for those people who are looking for a one cure thing to overcome sexual sin and impurity. There's none. What I'm about to share to you is not a sexy solution to overcome lust and sin. But here's the solution. Getting free and staying free are different things, but they involve the same process. And here are the things that by the grace of God we do. Repentance, putting off the old, and putting on the new. You need to practice all three on a regular basis for the rest of your life. Again, kung sinabi ni Titus, I'm waiting for the glorious blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the Lord. What he was saying is, until Jesus comes, there's no guarantee that just one time thing I've overcome. No. It's daily coming before the Lord. It's, and again, I say this preaching the gospel to yourself every day, that apart from Christ, I am nothing. That I need to repent, put off the old, and put on the new. I forgot who author said this, but he says, repentance is the highest privilege of every Christian. Because we're able to tap into the grace of God. That when we fall into sin, there's a privilege for us to go and repent before God, put off the old, and put on the new. Now, just like in any sin, I think this is all sin applies to this. Eating, being glutton, I'm preaching to myself, right? Vanity, insecurity, it's repentance, putting off the old, putting on the new. Yeah. Minsan feeling natin, overcome na natin after 3 years, minsan bumabalik. Parang fashion, bumabalik lang ulit. Yeah. Ganun ang kasalanan eh. Sin is progressive. Okay? So sometimes it just does the rounds and it's back again. I was talking with someone. I preach in one of the singles thing this year, and somebody approached me, a guy approached me and said, Pastor Dennis, he said, I want this girl, but I'm afraid. I said, why are you afraid? He says, I'm afraid because of my past. You see, I'm a homosexual. And I'm afraid if she learns that, she'll never love me. And here's what he said that I think everybody needs to hear today. He says, totoo lang ha, minsan nag-struggle pa rin ako. Sabi ko, brother, thank you, sinabi mo yan. Because you need to recognize that there is that struggle for you to even overcome it. Some of us kasi feeling natin, hindi, pag ni-repent mo yan, mula na yan, hindi na babalik yan, mula na. Kinas out mo na yan. It's in the bottomless pit of iced tea. Di ba? Hindi. Bumabalik talaga minsan, di ba? Tama ba? Or ako lang ba to? Okay. Sa lahat ng kasalanan, ha? Bumabalik eh. Sabi nga, laban siya eh. It's reality for me. And I said this. And you know what, when you say this, some people talaga, they don't like this solution. Ha? Hindi ba pwedeng, parang ano na lang yan, white flower, paglagay ko, wala nang lahat ng sakit ko. Hindi eh. Hindi siya white flower eh. Di ba? Ganun talaga eh. Pati si Titus sinabi, di ba? Until the glorious appearing of Christ, God will redeem and purify His people who's eager to do what is good. It's a daily dependence on the grace of God to overcome sin. So I don't know if mawawala. Praise God kung nawala agad. As in, talagang walang wala. Duda ako. If you be honest to yourself, duda ako. Pero may mga iba nangyari. Okay, hindi ko sinasabing hindi nangyari. But I do hope that even pag nandiyan pa rin yan, it's the repentance, the putting off the old and putting on the new. It's daily reminder. I need to repent of my sin which Christ has saved me from, and He died on the cross for my sin. I put off the old. I am no longer the old creation. I am now made new in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and I put on the new. And now I put on the robe of righteousness that makes me dead to my sin and alive in Christ. It's daily doing it till the day we die. Grabe, no? Ibig sabihin, for the rest of your life, hindi ka pwedeng maging mayabang, kakapit ka kay Lord araw-araw. Dahil pagdadaanan mo yan. Diba? Alam mo anong kagandahan dito? Mag-fall ka, may grace. Totoo naman eh. May grace naman talaga. Sino sa atin dito nag-fall tas wala ng grace? Kinuha na ni Lord. Actually, walking dead ka lang talaga ngayon. Okay. Warm body ka lang. Okay. Na may feelings. Ah, okay. Hindi eh. Right? So you go back to that. Let me end with this. 2 Corinthians 1:12. Now, this is our boast. Our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially in our relationship with you, in the holiness and sincerity that are from God. We have done so not according to worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace. How do you overcome sin for the long term? Only by the grace of God. That you can repent, put off the old, and put on the new. Only the grace of God would make you do that. John Piper said, I know of no other way to triumph over sin long term than to gain a distaste for it because of a superior satisfaction in God. Lord, pag nakita ko na ikaw lang talaga magfulfill sa akin, Lord, hindi na ako mag... I won't settle for short-term thrills, because I now experience the long-term satisfaction that's found in Christ. Again, the same grace that saves is the same grace that can transform us to live a pure and holy life. Can we bow down our heads and pray? Lord Jesus, we come to you this afternoon. Lord, I know this is such a sensitive topic for all of us because we rarely talk about this, but we usually experience it as a nation. It's left and right. We're bombarded with it. The world freely talks about this. And I pray that as a church, Lord, as your people, as sons and daughters of God, there would be an evidence of the difference of values and belief that we have when it comes to purity and to holiness. Lord, that you have set us apart, not so that we could boast upon our difference, so that your glory may be revealed. Lord, I pray for each and everyone here. Lord, we know that as we honor your word, as we honor your commands by the grace of God, as we tap into the grace for us to be changed from glory to glory, Lord, that we would experience the difference. That our family, friends, our relatives would see the difference, and they would ask, why are you so full of life? What happened? Changed. And Lord, we know we might be up against the systems of this world and the values of this world. But I thank you because there's grace for us. There's grace for us to live this life pure and holy before you. That when everybody's doing it, we can say no to ungodliness and say yes to Jesus, who is our ultimate satisfaction. Thank you, Jesus, for the freedom that is found in you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to pray just for one group here. Maybe you're here today And I won't ask you to come forward, but I would like to ask you to come after service so that we could pray for you. If you're here today and you're saying, you know, I'm struggling with sexual sin, and I've done everything, but to no avail. Maybe that's you today. I believe today is a day where you start the process of repentance, putting off the old and putting on the new. It's acknowledging, Lord, I need your grace every single day. I don't know if I'll defeat this one time or 1,000 times. But Lord, I want the grace of God to be upon me, to forgive me of my sin, and to transform me. If that's you, you've been, you know, just the guilt that you've been bearing because of that sin, this grace available for you can be forgiven of your sin. At the same time, this grace for you to be transformed, to not live that life anymore. Can we just all bow down our heads? I want this to be very private. It's between you and God. If that's you, just lift up your hand 1 second and you put it down so that I know who to pray for. You're saying, that's me. Okay, you can put it down. Yes. Yes, just put it down. Thank you. Yes, just put it down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come before you. Lord, in the spirit of grace, in the spirit of the gospel, that your grace is more than sufficient for us so that we can find freedom and liberty from this sin. That this sin has no longer any stronghold on us, but starting today, it will be dealt with through the repentance and the putting off the old and putting on the new. That by the grace of God, we'll be able to face our sin head on and say, sin, you no longer reign over our life. Today, we destroy the power of sin in the name of Jesus. And today, we acknowledge that there is grace available for us to be Christ-like, to live pure and holy. I pray for my brothers and sisters that lifted up their hands. I pray for freedom that they would experience today. From this day forward, preaching the gospel to themselves every day. Because that's the only way to defeat sin long term. Thank you, Jesus, for the grace that's available for us. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.